Mark, he said, I'm going, you know, I'm going to get, was to get beat up from? I said, you mean beat up by? Yeah, he said, yeah, beat up by. Who do you wish you'd get beat up by, Mark?
No. Joey gets beat up by.
Who? Who does he get beat up by?
I wish that Joey would be beat up by Mr. T.
Why would you want that to happen?
He's not much of a friend.
What does it mean not to be much of a friend?
Well, like, you're kind of a friend, but you really aren't.
He isn't very nice.
And you fight with the other guy.
Not nice to you, huh?
Yeah.
He's always not nice
to you? Not nice to you.
He used to be nice to you. He used to be your best friend. What happened?
No, he never was my best friend.
Well, but he used to be good friends with you.
Because one time,
No?
I'm not good friends.
Never
either.
Were good friends? Okay.
Never good friends.
One time,
even they said that I peed in my pants and it was just water.
They were just teasing you, weren't they?
No, it wasn't water. It was just clean pants without any water or pee on it.
Bet they were teasing you.
Yeah.
That's pretty mean, isn't it?
And I said that it's just the imagination and they still said that I peed in my pants.
So what did you say then?
I don't know.
Did you get angry?
I just stand down there and
did you get very angry?
Angry?
You got angry?
Angry.
You know, anger will not help, Mark. It doesn't help make friends. That's why Joey is not your best friend anymore. It's because you got angry at him.
No, I didn't.
No?
He started every anger.
He started every anger, but you're the one who does the anger.
Nuh-uh.
Good friends.
He started the karate.
Good friends don't do anger.
He started the karate, and he started...
You start some things, too. I've seen you start.
Yeah, but he started that
nasty.
Fighting and stuff.
Uh-huh. Fighting nasty stuff?
You know how we started out, what day we started out to do that nasty stuff?
What day?
The day when he said I peed on the floor.
That was when you stopped being friends?
Yeah, that's when I stopped being friends.
Well, do you think you could ever be friends with him again?
No, I don't want to.
But why not?
Because he's not my friend anymore and I'm not his either.
Don't you know how to get to be friends again after you're mad at somebody?
No.
It's possible, you know. You could become friends with him again.
I can only do it with Ross.
Yeah, you could become friends again. All you have to do is be nice to him and then he's nice to you and then you're friends
again.
Yeah,
but I am friends. But he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know it, I see.
He is friends with him, but he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know it. Well, maybe he'll learn. Think he'll learn?
He cannot take my brain away of to his brain and squash his brain out of my brain.
Uh-huh.
Over to my place where my brain was.
Yeah.
Cannot do that.
I understand.
Or...
But there are some things he can't.
If he does that, then my body would go to him, and his body would go to me.
And what would that mean? Good or bad?
Bad, because I won't be me anymore. I'd be Joey, and Joey would be me.
So, then you just change again, and then you'd get back to Mark, and he'd get back to Joey.
Yeah, but...
What if it doesn't or don't? Don't work or doesn't work?
Yeah, but...
Which way do we say it in our house?
Don't work.
No?
Doesn't work.
Good. So what if it doesn't work? What about it if it doesn't work? What happens then?
Where's my other dollar?
Did you earn another dollar?
Yeah.
Right up here. This is for reading the foot book, okay? You're welcome, Sam.
Now I have $2.
Okay.
Then I'm going to earn $3, $4, $5, $6.
Can you read Dr. Seuss books? You better practice because I'm not going to give you another dollar for the foot book. You finished the foot book. Now you have to learn a new book for another dollar. What book are you going to do next?
I'll choose.
Noah's book? You're not going to earn the dollar tonight. No way. You're going to have to practice. You can practice. Go ahead, start practicing.
Remember that book that you're going to read?
You can start practicing.
Do you remember that book
sure,
that you're
going
to read to me?
Yeah.
You said that you would pay me tonight.
I didn't
from
pay.
The book.
I did not say any more money is coming to you.
Yeah, you said from
you've
the
got
book
all, you've got
and from our work.
That's not right, Mark.
Yeah.
You got the dollar from the work, and you got the dollar from the book. That's a lot of money for a little boy. Mark? Okay, you're finished. You might as well go to bed.
No.
You might as well go to bed if you start
doing
that.
No, no. I was just trying to make a fun thing.
What was the fun thing?
I like to do this. It's
not fun to show your daddy your bottom.
No, I'm not trying to show you the bottom.
You're just rolling over and...
I just like to have fun that way sometimes.
You mean rolling over on your head?
I'm trying to show my bottom.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. You're right, of course, Mark. You're,
but
because
for
you're
sure
right.
It shows my bottom, and it does stink.
Well, I guess that's the part I don't like.
Yeah, that's the part you don't like.
I don't like that part at all.
Yeah.
The bottom stinky part. We could just stop that part right now.
Ross, I told Ross and Mark that Mark was a marquee, right?
And marquees. What are marquees, guys? Hello.
What were we talking?
And Beatman says, where are you? Where were you, huh? And he said, just giving a photograph to somebody.
Now wait, Mark. I want you to start all over with Beatman. Come on over here and tell the tape recorder.
No, I can't start.
The whole story. Ross, could you give us the background on it?
I can't start.
Okay, just give it. Ross will start the beginning, and then he'll catch up with you.
No. Then,
Okay, then you're out of it. Okay, Ross, could you tell me about Feetman?
I want to hear.
Where you first learned about Feetman?
Ask Mark.
Okay, where did we first hear about Feetman? Was it in your old preschool? Was it in a film, a book? How did you first hear about it? A friend of yours told you? Was it Joey? In your brain, okay. And how did you first hear about Feetman?
From Mark.
From Mark, okay. Now, what does Feetman wear?
You mean the Feetman?
The Feetman, yeah. What does
he wears?
Okay. Nothing at all or breakdancing shirt?
He wears this.
What is that called?
Breakdancing shirt.
Okay, and?
And those pants.
Those pants? Okay, by the way, it's June 22nd. Which pants?
He's going to show you.
Okay, Mark's going to. I should add that I first heard about Feetman almost about a year and a half ago when they told me about it. Something having to do with their own preschool.
These pants.
Those pants?
Yeah,
2 years ago, maybe it was. Two years ago.
Camouflage.
Pants. Now, that's very consistent that he wears camouflage. And what else does he wear? Don't tickle my underarms, Russ. What else does he wear? Come on, you can be our
I don't know.
Well, then you're out of it. Okay, it's just Mark then.
I'm not the expert, you know.
Oh, you're not? You didn't tell me that. Who's the expert on
Feetman? I'm the expert on Bar.
Oh, okay, tell me about Bar. No, tell me about what Bar does. Wait until he's finished with Feetman, and then he'll tell you about Bar. Okay. Anyway.
Ross told us something about Bar.
I originally heard that Feetman was in movies that they heard at Moorwood Gardens, but evidently now Mark thinks that he just made it up in his mind. This came during the last days of Moorwood, when they were Moorwood Gardens. So that would be well over, exactly 2 years ago now. Yes.
Brown socks.
He wears brown socks. Okay. Who are his friends? I want to know who Feetman's friends are, Mark. Yeah, I'll take the socks. I'll take the socks, Mark. You said something about Rainbow, somebody, or it's raining outside, or what's the guy's name? Who's his friend?
Rain
never stops?
He's outside and he's called Ow. What is owl called that owl guy?
Foot ouch?
No, owl.
Owl. Doctor?
Owl.
You mean another word for owl?
No.
Pain.
Owl.
Pain man.
No. Owl. Alpha.
Owl man? Outside
no.
man?
Owl. Owl.
Alpha?
Well, I know his brother's name.
Okay.
I didn't forget that.
Okay.
What's that?
Alvin?
No. Owl wire. Because when somebody touches him, he gets electrocuted.
You mean hot wire?
Hot wire. And when somebody touches him, they are the ones who get electrocuted.
Right.
And what happened to Shadow? Ross was saying something about Shadow. Ross.
He's got jeans, black coat, like black shirt, like mom's, with buttons all over it. Where's that coat, whatever? Glasses and camouflage.
Not in this one.
You told me that.
Remember Shadow? I saw Ross dressed up as Shadow. That's what he had on. He had that black.
You mean I told you that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you about his brother this time.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much. Well, he has a sword, a knife, and a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And some handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Okay, now, anyway, what kind of adventures do these guys have? What are the adventures of Feet Man?
One time they were walking,
mm-hmm.
and somebody was following them.
Yeah.
And he took out his sword and stuck it through somebody.
I see. Okay.
One of the followers. And Feet Man saw elephants coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he ducked. Then one knocked him over.
Mm-hmm.
The last one knocked him over,
mm-hmm.
with its buns.
I see. Okay.
And it's one time, well, like they tumble over mountains into water, and they drowned.
Yeah.
And die.
Yes.
And a bad guy's driving with good guys in him.
Few minutes.
And then they drive into water, and then the two bad guys jump out, and then the two good guys drown in the water and don't get out, and they're dead.
Okay.
And like poisonous flowers grow
mm-hmm.
at a poisonous place.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
like everything in every world there was.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said one time one of the kiddies said, "Yum yum candy," and the guy said, "Don't touch that." And then they both turned into gold.
I see.
And at the end, they found this stone.
Mm-hmm.
Once they touched it, every person that was gold turned back to their own self.
Really?
And one time, there's these little girl picked up a flower. And then she turned into a bad guy.
Really? From
yeah.
a flower?
Yeah. I'm telling you about a dangerous place where you're not supposed to touch anything.
I see.
Not even a wall or anything.
I see.
And One time somebody picked up a muscle thing and he said, don't touch that. Then one of the girls said, don't touch that. And then it came down and made him into paper.
I see.
But it's not that guy who can turn into paper by himself.
Okay, now I want Ross to tell us about Bar.
Okay, Ross?
You're on.
Dad,
I'm
reading
this book.
Okay, just take a slight break from here.
Can I still
tell? No, we're finished with
you now. Go ahead, Mark. Talk about
Feet Man. No, you can't. I have to hear something about Bar.
Who do you want to know?
Is Bar the same as Feet Man? It's basically the same? What is the difference between Bar and Feet Man?
Bar has a little bit space type stuff.
Space.
Something like He-Man. Some stuff about like He-Man. And some lizards and
lizards.
Creepy stuff.
Oh my goodness. And where
did the furry creatures and the flat people.
Well, what kind of planet does he live on?
This is in the future.
Okay.
On Earth.
Oh, okay. This is on Earth. Okay. And who are his friends? Who does he work with?
You mean the second and third place people?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
And what kind of adventures do they have?
Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name? Tony.
Coop and Tony, okay. And what do they do?
Scoop is like a machine. And turns into a mechanical ice cream scooper.
Oh my goodness.
He scoops up the bad guys.
Oh my gosh. That's a nice idea. Okay. What about Tony?
Well, he's one of the flat people.
I see. Okay. And what kind of adventures do they have?
They fight against the bad team.
Is that Feet Man is the bad guy?
What?
Which is the bad guy, Feet Man?
Feet Man is Nimbus.
Oh, he is Nimbus. It's a separate deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting, Ross. Thank you.
Mark, now you can talk. No, I guess one.
Ross says he told some people that he didn't have a middle name. Is that really true, Ross?
Well, I don't have one.
That's number three for me. You've only had one.
Can't be James. I don't want.
You want James?
I want James. Oh. If it can't be James, I don't want Alexander.
You don't want Alexander as your middle name?
That's what?
You guys want to trade middle names? Mark, you want to trade one with him?
I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, that. A-L-E-X, Alex. Ander, A-N-D-E-R.
No, wait. You just say Al for short.
I'm not weird, Dad.
Weird Al.
Yeah, Weird Al.
Or Al. You ever heard of Al Capone? Remember Al Capone?
Al.
Yeah, I guess his name was Al. Alexander, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Certainly was not Al.
Oh, that's not a couple of names.
Yeah. No, he's called Ankabuka. That's who he is.
Mark. Ankabuka.
What's that?
I want to smoke. Have smoke.
We have orange juice.
I thought you said we had milk.
A little bit.
I'll take it.
You'll take it.
You're taking it from the kitty's mouth.
You're taking it from the kitty's mouth.
I'll forget it.
Okay. Thank you. Little cat's milk. Okay. Number right. Big boy. This is the only milk the cat has.
Marty was Marty was saying that... what'd you say, Mark? Speaking of... Marty said, speaking of cars... What did you say? There was a...
Speaking of cars, there's... A car broken down on one of the sides of the river, and all of the glass was broken, and all the doors were broken.
Mm-hmm.
Even over there and over there.
Where were they? You mean where, over where and over where?
Over there.
Uh-huh.
That side.
Uh-huh.
And that side.
How many cars were there?
One.
Uh-huh.
It was broken up.
Broken on both sides of the car?
Mm-hmm. It was really broken up, man.
It was really ruined, uh-huh. This was something, and we weren't really talking about cars, but Marky was... Yeah, I think... Yeah, we said something about cars, and I said broken old cars.
Yeah, it was a broken car.
But the use of speaking of cars wasn't quite right, because I didn't continue to speak of anything else about cars. We had just finished talking about that particular car. What do you think of this place, Mark?